We still like to say welcome.
We'd
like to spend the time this morning to share with you, friends, and to share with our brothers and sisters, to review the lesson of salvation.
So
let's start by reading two portions of the scriptures. First portion is Matthew
18-23.
Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 to 23.
马太福音1章18到23节.
Matthew chapter 1, verse 18 through 23.
我们翻到了我们同声来读.
When you turn to it, let's read together.
耶稣基督降生的事记在下面. 他母亲玛利亚已经许配了约瑟，还没有迎娶. 玛利亚就从圣灵怀了孕. 她丈夫约瑟是个隐人，不愿意明明地羞辱她，想要暗暗地把她休了。正思念这事的时候，犹太的使者向他梦中显现，说：“大卫的子孙约瑟，不要怕，只管娶过你的妻子玛利亚来，因她所怀的孕是从圣灵来的。她将要生一个儿子，你要给他起名叫耶稣。” 因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来，这一切的事成就，为要应验主借着先知所说的话，说必有童女怀孕生子，人要称他的名为以马内利。以马内利翻出来就是神与我们同在。第二处圣经，
the second portion，
我们看哥林多前书15章。
Let's turn to 1 Corinthians chapter 15.
我们从第一节,
we'll read from verse 1.
我们读到第八节,
through to 8.
哥林多前书,
1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 1 through 8.
我们同声来读,
let's read together.
弟兄们, brethren, 我如今把先前所传给你们的福音, 告诉你们知道, 这福音你们也领受了, 有靠着站立得住, 并且你们若不是突然相信, 仍以持守我所传给你们的, 就必因这福音得救。 我当日所领受, 又传给你们的, 一就是基督照圣经所说, 为我们的罪死了, 而且埋葬了, 又照圣经所说, 第三天复活了, 并且显给基法看，然后显给十二使徒看，后来一时显给500多弟兄看，其中一大半到如今还在，却也有已经睡了的，以后显给雅各看，再显给众使徒看，末了也显给我看，我如同未到产期而生的人一般。 亲爱的朋友们，我们如果读这两处圣经，
if we read these two portions,
我们知道一面是讲神，
we know that on the one hand it talks about God, on the other hand it talks about man.
讲神的事情我们常常是想不通，
when we talk about God we could not understand,
因为圣经里面说神非物质，
but God is not material.
神乃是物质的创造者，
God is the creator of material things.
神不是用肉眼可以看的，
God cannot be seen with our eye of the flesh.
但是神会显在肉身当中，
but God can manifest in the flesh.
但如果讲人的话，
when we talk about man,
我们就有的话有的讲了，
then we can have much to say.
因为我们就是人，
but we are man.
我们是人，
we are man.
所以我们了解人，
we know what,
所以我们也知道人，
we know about all about man.
所以说来说去都是关于人。
So all we talk about is about man.
所以你知道吗？ 科技发展到一个程度， 人家说科技， 现在的科技是以人为本。
So when technology advances to an extent, man becomes the center of all our thinking.
说人世间所有的事物好像都是以人为中心。
As if everything under heaven surrounds, is man-centric.
没有错。
Yes, indeed.
人世间 是以人好像有一个代表放在这边，
as if man is a representative in all God's creation.
但是人不是最高点，
but man is not the most important thing.
人有很高的理想，
man can have such a high ideology.
但是人却离不开很低的要求，
and yet man cannot escape even the most basic needs.
人活着的时候，
When men are alive,
因为有物质的身体。
Because we have the material body, the physical body, we have a physical need.
所以吃喝那杀你离不开。
So you cannot escape the physical needs.
所以衣食住用行你离不开。
So you cannot escape the need for your clothing, for your food, and your place to live.
我记得我很小的时候读书。
When I was a little child.
我刚刚去学校。
When I go to school.
我就觉得老师哇好伟大，他什么都知道。
I felt that the teacher is really great because they know everything.
他一个人站在那边，我们同学都乖乖的听着老师。
And he was standing there, lecturing, and everyone was listening.
可是有一天我上厕所的时候
，One day when I went, when they go to the toilet,
我突然发现老师也要上厕所。
I discovered that even the teacher needs to go to the toilet.
我就跟小朋友讲，我说、啊、太奇怪了，太奇怪了。
So I said to my classmates, it's very interesting.
我说老师居然也上厕所。
Even the teachers need to go to the toilet.
你知道吗？人在物质身体里面活着，没有一个人能够离开物质的需要。
Do you know that none of us living in the physical body can escape our physical needs?
但是人非动物。
But again, men are different to animals.
人不是动物。
Men are not animals.
人跟动物一样，好像又吃喝。
We eat and drink like animals.
但是人有更高的一面。
But we have a higher need.
人经常有精神的需要。
We have spiritual need.
所以人喜欢听。
So men like to listen.
人喜欢听音乐。
Like to listen to music.
人喜欢听故事。
Like to listen to stories.
人喜欢听聊天。
We like to listen to someone talking.
人喜欢看。
We like to watch.
人喜欢看世界。
We like to watch the world.
人喜欢看人。
We like to see other men.
人喜欢看物。
We like to see the things of the world. I would like to see events happening.
人有许多的精神的需要。
Men have many spiritual needs.
你有没有听过动物在开音乐会？
Have you ever heard of animals holding a concert?
你绝对没有听过。
No, they were not.
动物吃饱就睡。
The animals only know to eat and be fed and go to sleep.
他在物质的身体里面，他却没有精神的世界。
They have their physical needs, but they don't have a spiritual need.
所以人与动物有截然不同的地方。
So men are quite different to the animals.
但是人在世间，人还有人所不想要的。
But and yet we have things that we do not like.In this world.
因为人不仅有物质的需要，人也有精神的需要。
Not only do we have physical needs, we also have a spiritual need.
但是人不想要的苦难，好像一辈子跟随着人的一生。
The things that we are afraid to face, that is sufferings and difficulties in the world.
所以生老病死。
And yet we have no choice. Things like death, birth,
不是你的抉择。
Disease is none of our choice.
但是你身不由己，你这样的走完你的一生。
But you have no choice. This is the difficulties you have to go through.
所以人生下来的时候
So when man is born,
哇一个哭声来到这地上
He started his life by crying.
然后你的一生或者平淡或者像传奇故事一样你就起伏不定过你的一生
So whether you have an ordinary life or you have a very extraordinary one,
但是生离死别
But life and death,
你的病痛
your disease,
你的挫折
your difficulties,
你许许多多的主办的苦难
all the sufferings that you may be going through,
无论是自然界带来的苦难
whether it's from the natural environment,
还是你身体里面发出来的苦难
or from your physical body,
你在许多的惊讶当中
to your surprise,
后面带来是叹息
you go through the sufferings,
后面带来是无奈
It brings the signs and
其中有许多的眼泪
helplessness and tears.
有的是你流下来的
and some of them are caused by yourselves.
有的是你带给别人而流下来眼泪
Some are harms that you cause to others.
你就痛痛苦苦的
And you're saddened by
你就虚虚空空的
Your life is but a vain experience.
好像每个人都在苦难中后面度过他的余生。
As if everyone spends their life in this life full of suffering.
没有一个人活着没有苦难。
No one can live in the world without any suffering.
但是没有一个人能够喜欢或者说迎接或者说我坦然无惧的享受苦难。
And yet no one welcomes or enjoys or embraces the sufferings.
人难道就这样完了吗？
Is that the end of man?
生离死别画下一个句号吗？
When you die, is that the end? Is that the end of the story?
其实在人的本性里面，
In fact, in our human nature,
人不甘心这样子。
We are not willing that we die and that's the end.
有人就用尽他的头脑。
So men try their best.
他想消除这些苦难。
To steer away from all the difficulties.
所以人用他的智慧发明了许多的药物。
With their wisdom, they invent many medicines.
他想保持他的健康。
Men want to maintain their good health.
他想维持他的生命。
They want to maintain their life.
他想消除他的苦难。
They want to take away their difficulties.
这一切的所有都在盼望中进行着。
So all these are done in hope.
所以人活着本有盼望。
So man, as long as he lives, he has a hope.
一个没有盼望的人，他的人生是很灰暗的。
A man without hope has such a tragic life.
一个没有崇高理想的人，他的人生是没有传奇色彩的。
A man without a higher ideology, his life is but tragic.
许多的盼望带来最终是失望。
And yet many hopes end up in despair.
许多的理想仅仅只是梦想而已。
Many ideologies.But dreams.
为何如此呢？
So why is it that?
其实圣经告诉我们，
In fact, Bible tells us.
神造万物，各按其时成为美好。
God made all things and caused them to be good in due season.
又将永远安置在世人的心里面。
And he has put eternity in man's heart.
然而神从始至终的作为，
And yet the works of God from beginning to the end,
人不能参透。
Man could not,
你心中所有的盼望，
All that you hope for,
我小的时候我很盼望我快点长大。
When I was young, I hoped to grow up quickly,
就不被人欺负。
So that I will not be bullied by someone else.
我小的时候很羡慕做30岁、40岁的人。
When I was young, I really envy admire those who are in their 30s or 40s.
因为他们也上班，也有钱。
Because they work and they have money, they earn money.
因为他们可能有事业，有房产。
They have a career or perhaps they have properties.
可是自己到了30、40岁。
When I'm in 30s, my 30 and 40.
却发现不能面对年龄的成长。
Then I feel that I cannot face the aging, the fact of the aging process.
我发现我不爱照相。
I felt that I do not stop I don't like taking photos anymore.
因为每次照相一看到里面变成一个叔叔，我就很害怕。
So every time when I look at my photo, it becomes an uncle. Really afraid.
不知不觉。
But without knowing,
你要接受这个事实。
Unknowingly, you have to face the difficulty.
人会老的。
That you will age.
我以前我到过一个搞艺术的一个我的前辈，一个搞艺术画画的一个老师的教授级的一个教授家里。
But once I was visiting a professor of mine, an artist himself.
我看到他给我一个相册看。
And he showed me the photo album.
哇，里面有个年轻人。
And there was a young man in the photo.
我看他就像俄罗斯的青年一样。
And he really looks like someone from Russia.
高高的鼻子。
And he's tall.
深深的眼睛。
He has deep eyes.
有一点卷的那个头发。
Has a curly hair.
英俊的不得了。
He's really handsome.
我就问，哎，这个人是谁？
I said, who's this young man?
他跟我说，他这就是我年轻的时候。
He said, this is when I was younger.
我心里想，不会吧？
I said, no, really?
一个糟老头。
Here's not so good looking old man.
一个这么风度翩翩的年轻人。
He's a handsome young man.
亲爱的朋友。
Brothers and dear friends.
岁月不饶人。
You cannot stop the aging process.
再美的宴席。
Even the best banquet.
还有散场的时候。
Have a time of ending.
最甜的爱情。
When the best love story.
还有生离死别分开的时候。
Would be done apart by death.
所以人生如果有个最美的一个愿望。
If you have the best dream in your life.
你要回到圣经里面说。
Then you need to come back to the Bible.
人心里面有一个不甘心。
That you have to acknowledge that we are unwilling to say that this is the end of our life.
不希望有苦难。
Men are not willing to face difficulties.
人盼望有平安。
We hope to have peace.
当人享受爱情。
When we enjoy love.
享受友情。
We enjoy friendship.
享受亲情。
We enjoy a loving relationship.
享受快乐了以后。
Or enjoying happiness in our life.
人就有盼望永远这件事情。
We have this hope that this happiness will go on forever.
所以永恒成为人心中最深的盼望。
So eternity is the greatest hope in man's heart.
我们盼望爱情他说海枯石烂不变心。
We hope the love will last forever.
所以许多的歌里面人世间的歌说爱你一万年爱你一千年爱你永不改变。
So many psalms try to depict this long-lasting, this eternal love.
但是生命是有限的。
And yet life is limited.
人的盼望因着有限的生命变成空话。
His hope to have eternity become a vain hope because of limitation.
泡影。
Becomes a chasing after the shadow.
所以我们知道人有许多的需要。
So we know that man has many needs.
但是在许多的需要中间人活着的时候却有许多的苦难。
And yet amongst all our needs, we have many difficulties.
那最大的苦难莫过于死。
And the greatest difficulty is but death.
因为死就结束人世间所有的理想。
For death is the end of all our dreams, our ideology.
但是在人的心里面却有一个不甘心。
And yet, in our heart, deep in our heart, we're unwilling to say that this is the end.
永恒，永远。
We have an idea of eternity.
人得不到，却成为人心中最终的盼望。
We cannot gain eternity, but this is our hope. This remains
our hope. 所以我们要很快地回到圣经里面。
We have to come back to the Bible quickly.
亲爱的朋友
，Dear friends,
人既然要死，活着是什么意义
？If We are going to die one day. What is the meaning of life?
人既然要死，奋斗有什么意义
？If we're going to die one day, what is the meaning of your struggles today?
人既然要死，生儿育女有什么意义
？If you had to die one day, what's the meaning of having raising children?
如果你在人的中间找答案
，If you're trying to seek an answer from men,
你永永远远找不到答案。
You will never find the answer.
但是我们今天读了两处圣经。
But today we've just read two portions of the scriptures.
造物主神给人一个真正的答案。
The creator of man, God, has given a real answer.
圣经里面告诉我们说，人生下来不是为这事。
Bible tells us that we are born not to just face death.
神造人的时候，乃是按照他的荣耀的形象。按照他的美德来造一个人。
When God created man, He created us in His glorious image.
人被造，为要承受神的荣耀。
We are created in order to inherit God's glory.
神造天地万物，造齐了以后，神最后造了人。
After God created the heavens and the earth, He created man.
在所有的造物中，唯独人是造神荣耀的形象。
Amongst all his creations, only man were created in his image.
所以你就是没有信耶稣。
So even if you have not believed in Jesus,
你觉得你最难听的、最难接受一句话就是别人有人骂你，你不是人。
You will not like when someone say to you and say you don't like a man.
当别人说一句话没道德、没有水平啊、侮辱你人格的时候，你会反问一句话说：你说的是人话吗？
When someone revile you, say bad things about you, you say, is that what human says?
因为这在你的心里面，你知道人有他的荣耀与尊贵。
For deep in your heart, you know that man has a glory and honor.
那是不仅仅是这样子。
But it's not only that.
因为圣经里面说人不仅仅只是人，人本身受造是像神的。
The Bible tells us that man are not, don't just have a glory of his own merit, but men are created in God's image.
神造人的时候要他管理海里的鱼、空中的鸟和地上的牲畜和全地，并全地一切的爬虫、昆虫。
When God created man, he puts, he gives him authority over all his creation.
但是受造的第一对人，一个是亚当，一个是夏娃。
And yet the first couple who was created, Adam and Eve,
他犯罪。
They sinned against God.
他听从仇敌，听从撒旦的话。
They listened to the enemy, the Satan.
他不听神的话。
Did not listen to God.
他堕落了。
They fall.
做不该做的事情。
They did what God did not permit them to do.
犯了罪。
They sinned against God.
犯罪了。
They sinned.
堕落了。
They fell.
什么是犯罪？
What is sin?
什么是罪？
What is sin?
神以外的事物。
Things apart from God.
违背神的心意。
Disobedience to God.
达不到神的心意。
God's command.Or could not fulfill God's standard.
什么是罪？
What is sin?
罪的结局就是死。
The end of sin is death.
哪里有罪？
Wherever there is sin,
哪里有死亡？
There is death.
哪里有死亡？
Wherever there is death,
证明哪里有罪的存在。
It proves that there is the existence of sin.
所以人不明白人为何会死。
So we don't understand man, why did man have to die sometimes.
圣经告诉我们因为人犯了罪。
The Bible tells us that we had to die because we sinned.
罗马书三章二十三节告诉我们说因为世人都犯了罪亏缺了神的荣耀。
Romans 3:23 says, all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God.
每一个人都是罪人。
We all sin. We're all
因为是罪人所以会犯罪。
Because we are sinners,We tend to sin.
世人是因为你犯罪，所以你是罪人。
The world says that you sin, so that you become a sinner.
世人的标准是你做出来的。
The standard of the world is what you do, is according to what you do.
有制定的法律来判断你的行为。
It's established the laws to judge you, so that you are a sinner. You're guilty.
根据证据，根据证人，
according to the evidence, according to the witnesses,
根据审判定你为有罪。
You are guilty.
如果你做出来的，
but what you do,
没有证据，没有证人，
but if what you did,
没有人发现，
could not be proved, could not be witnessed,
对你没有审判，
and there's no judgment,
好像你就没有罪了。
Then you are not guilty. You know,
但是神判断人是从人心里面开始判断人。
But God's judgment is judgment of our heart.
神判断人乃是从生命里头判断人。
He judge us according to our inner life.
人看人是看外表。
When man look at man, we look at the outward.
神看人是看内心。
Man look at, God looks at our inner being.
人看人是看行为。
We only look at the deeds, the outward deeds.
神不但你行为看了，他把你的生命也看过一遍。
But God looks not only looks at the outward deeds, He looks through our life.
当第一对夫妇亚当跟夏娃堕落以后
，And the first couple Adam and Eve sinned against God.
他犯罪了。
They sinned.
他堕落了。
They fell.
他犯罪的结果就不能见圣洁的神的面。
And the result of that is that they cannot see the face of God.
他和他的后裔通通不能见神的面。
Then and their descendants could not see the face of God.
如果你听了这个故事
if after you have heard the story,
你心里面很惊讶。
If you are surprised,
你造了我。
You may say that God, you created me.
我犯罪了。
I sinned.
你就不要我了。
Then you, have you forsaken me?
那我该怎么办？
Then what do I do?
我会死。
I will surely die.
我死了去哪里？
Where do I go after I die?
我死了要往哪里去？
Where do I go?
我一生要怎么过？
How do I live the rest of my life?
我只是受造的。
I am only created.
你是造物主。
You are the creator.
你为何造我？
Why did you create me?
你造我为了什么？
For what purpose did you create me?
所以你如果想想这些问题，
If you think about these questions,
你就头很大很大的。
Then it gives you a big headache.
圣经如果这么说。
If Bible says so,
那人好像孤儿一样在世界无依无靠了。
Then it seems that we're like orphans in the world.
既然无依无靠，我们就自己帮助自己。
We have no one to rely upon, so let's trust ourselves.
圣经不仅仅说人犯罪堕落被神弃绝。
But dear friends, Bible doesn't just say that man sinned against God and was forsaken by God.
不能见神的面。
And they could not see God.
圣经里面更说
，Bible also says
神创造的目的是什么
？That the purpose of God's creation.
如果孩子们问爸爸
，If children ask their parents,
爸妈，
Mommy, Daddy,
你告诉我你心里面真实的想法。
Please tell us what your real thoughts.
你为什么生我
？Why did you give birth to us?
你说做父母的怎么回答
？So why? What do you think the parents are going to say?
因为你爸妈太孤单了，生一个两个一起玩而已。
If I said, we're too lonely as a couple, so we'll just have some children.
你发现这个答案，孩子绝对不满意。
Would the children be happy with those answers?
那你说我因为我好多房子，以后没人住，生几个孩子，你又再生几个，就有人住了。
Perhaps you may say I have lots of property so that I can have some children. They can inherit my property.
他一定不满意的。
Again, they will not be happy.
你花尽心思，你想没有一个答案他能满意。
So you try to explore many answers, but none of the answers could satisfy them.
因为你就是问你爸爸妈妈，你爸爸妈妈也没有答案。
Because even if you ask your parents, they will not have an answer for you.
所以圣经里面说，神造人。
The Bible told us God created man according to His image.
神为什么造人呢？
Why did God create us?
因为他是爱的本体。
Because He is love.
圣经里面说神就是爱。
The Bible says God is love.
神爱世人。
God loves the world.
神爱你，神也爱我。
God loves you and
he loves us. 神造人是因为爱的作为。
He created us out of his
love.
Because he loves.
他就因爱而造人。
Because his love he created man.
他有爱的对象。
So that he can have an object of love.
你跟你的太太。
You and your wife.
你跟你的丈夫相爱。
You and your
你在一个美满的婚姻里面，你有爱的结晶。
You have love. You love one another.
就是生下生男又生女。
And the fruit of your love are your children.
你有爱的对象。
You have an object of love.
你爱你的孩子。
You love your children.
亲爱的朋友。
Dear friends.
神因为爱而造的人。
God created us because of His love.
但人犯罪，因为无知而远离了神。
But by the ignorance, man is sin
against God. 但是神的爱没有放弃。
God has never forsaken
us.
God created us.
人却竟然堕落。
And yet man failed.
神的心意原不是如此。
This is not God's original intention.
神有公义。
God is righteous.
他要审判一切的罪。
He will judge all sins.
但是神有慈爱。
But he is gracious.
他爱他所爱的人不肯放弃。
He loved those who he loved and would never forsaken us.
我知道神有公义。
I know that God is righteous.
我虽然没有信耶稣，
世人会说
天会有公义，天会有报应。
Even the world says heaven has righteousness.
我告诉你，圣经里面说神万不以无罪的为有罪。
But let me tell you, Bible says God will not treat those sinful as not sinful.
神也不以有罪的为无罪。
He will not call those who are wicked sinless.
神是绝对的公义。
He is right, he's righteous.
那圣经里面说，神就是爱。
And the Bible says that God is love.
他又是绝对的爱。
He's completely his love, his perfect love.
就公义来讲
，According to his righteousness,
罪一定有审判。
Sin will be judged.
活着的时候有审判。
There will be judgment while we are living.
死了以后还有一个审判。
There will be another judgment after we die.
人死不是一了百了。
Death is not the end of our life.
神所造的人的灵魂是永不死的。
For our soul will never die.
活着的时候犯罪，第一件事情就是身体的死亡。
The first thing that happens to us while we live is the physical death.
但是还有一个永永远远的公义的审判。
But after we die, there's an eternal judgment.
希伯来书九章二十七节说，按着定命，人人都有死，死后且有审判。
Hebrews 9, chapter 27, verse 27 says that it is appointed for man to die once, but after this, the judgment.
启示录二十章
Revelation 20,
从十二节到十五节里面
from verse 12 to verse 15 says this.
我要邀请在座的弟兄姊妹朋友们一同读这几处圣经。
I'd like to ask you to read together with me.
从启示录二十章 十二节。
Revelation 20 verse 12.
我们读到十五节。
Through 15.
我们等屏幕打出来。
Let's wait for the verse to be projected on the screen. Then we'll read together.
我又看见石庙的人无论大小都站在宝座前案卷展开的并且另有一卷展开就是生命册石庙的人都凭着这些案卷所记载的照他们所行的受审判于是海交出其中的死人死亡和阴间也交出其中的死人他们都照个人所行的受审判死亡和阴间也被扔在火湖里这活乎就是第二次的死若有人名字没有记在生命册上他就被扔在火湖里第十五节再读一遍若有人名字没记在生命册上他就被扔在火湖里亲爱的朋友
Dear friends,
按着神的公义
according to God's righteousness,
每一个罪人
all sinners,
肉身要死
will have a physical death,
死后要面对永永远远的审判。
And after that, they will face an eternal judgment.
今天这个世界满了苦难。
This world is full of suffering.
有人躲避苦难。
Some will try to escape the suffering.
年纪轻轻。
They, well, even though they're young,
就用自己的手结束自己的生命。
They decided to end their life with their own hands.
他以为一死了一了百了。
They thought that death will be the end of the story.
他却不知道死了没有了。
Well, they did not know that death is not the end.
反而要面对一个永远的审判。
After death, they will face an eternal judgment.
死去的人没有机会。
Those who are dead no longer have opportunity.
活着还听见的人是有机会。
Those who live and hear the news has an opportunity.
如何躲避永远的审判？
How do you escape this eternal judgment?
因为死去的人面对永远的审判。
Those who are dead, they face eternal judgment.
如果有人名字没有记在神的生命册上。
Verse 15 says, if anyone's life, a name is not written in the book of life,
却明他带着罪面对审判。
He faced eternal judgment with carrying his sins.
那里面的结局。
And the end of that,
乃是火湖永永永远的痛苦。
Is the everlasting suffering in the lake of fire.
圣经里面说里面有火。
Bible tells us that there is fire.
永远不灭。
But never go.
里面有虫。
There are worms.
永远不死。
That will never die.
不灭的火。
The fire that never goes out.
不死的虫子。
The worms that never die.
要审判不死的一个灵魂。
To judge the spirit.Which will never die.
神的公义
God's righteousness.
神的审判
God's judgment.
是如此的惧怕
Are so severe.
是如此的让人惧怕
Are so terrible.
是如此的可怕
Are so fearful.
那神的慈爱在哪里呢
But where is God's love?
你不是因为爱造的人吗
Didn't you just say that God created man out of his love?
他是堕落的人你又怎么爱他呢
But how does God love a fallen man?
你是不是因为爱就说没事没事就过去了
And God said, oh, it's okay, I will not judge you.
或是因为我们人爱自己的孩子跟别人吵架都是说自己儿子有道理的
Or perhaps when we argue with someone, when our children are having a dispute with someone, we always say that our children are right.
神的慈爱里面没有罪
In God's love, he does not delight, does not
神的爱
delight in evil.
是不喜欢不义只喜欢真理。
His love is he does not delight in evil but rejoices.
所以我们刚才我们读到两处圣经。
So the Bible verse that we just read.
马太福音告诉我们说神预备了一个拯救。
Matthew tells us that God has prepared a salvation.
神为罪人预备一个最大的礼物。
God has prepared a greatest gift for sinners.
因着公义人要死。
Because of his righteousness, man will die with
因着慈爱，神要拯救。
Because of His gracious love, God wants to save.
那就着神的公义与慈爱。
So His gracious and His righteousness.
神就差遣他的独生儿子。
And God sent His only begotten Son.
他的独生儿子。
His only begotten Son.
神的自己。
himself.
神的儿子。
His own son.
他穿上肉身，借着童贞女玛利亚。
He put on the flesh through Virgin Mary.
是他在还没有与人同房的时候。
When married, was still a virgin.
借着神圣的灵感动了他，使他怀了孕。
She conceived through the Holy Spirit.
玛利亚怀孕了。
Mary was pregnant.
她的未婚夫很害怕。
And yet, her fiance was very afraid.
因为在严谨的犹太人中，这是一个极大的羞耻。
Because this is a great shame in the Jewish custom.
肯定你是不贞洁犯了罪。
Surely, you've been committed sexual immorality. You've seen that's how the baby comes.
但是神借着使者向他显现说，不要怕。
But God revealed.To him through an angel.
因为是神的儿子借着玛利亚来到地上。
The angel said to him, "Fear not."
你给他取一个名字。
For the child was conceived
of
the Holy Spirit. She will bring forth a son.
耶稣的意思就是要将他的百姓。
The name Jesus means that he will save his people.
从罪恶里面拯救出来。
From their sins.
他的名又要称。以马内利。
His name shall also be called Emmanuel.
以马内利的意思就是神与人同在。
Which is translated God with us.
那我就稀奇一件事情。
So one thing I find that really amazed me.
耶稣意思是要将他的百姓从罪恶里面拯救出来，怎么拯救？
The name Jesus means he will save his people from sins. How does he save?
以马内利的意思就是神要与人同在，怎么同在？
Emmanuel means God with us. God, how can God be with us?
不是说人犯罪吗？
Didn't we just say that man sinned against
犯罪神是圣洁，不能见神的面吗？
God is holy, and because we sin, we cannot see the face of God.
既然不能见神的面，神就又怎么与人同在呢？
If we cannot see the face of God, then how can God be with us?
耶稣是成为人。
Is Jesus became man?
但是他又怎么救我们不犯罪呢？
How does he save us so that we do not have to sin?
犯了罪又能够怎么办呢？
So what happened to the sin that we already committed?
所以哥林多前书十五章告诉我们。
So 1 Corinthians 15 tells us that.
他为我们的罪被钉死在十字架上。
For our sins, he was crucified on the cross.
耶稣基督降世为人。
Jesus Christ, the Word became flesh.
当他三十岁左右的时候，他出来布道。
When he was 30 years old, he started his
他行神迹医治病人。
He performed miracles in healing many that are sick.
他为被鬼附不正常的人赶鬼，命令鬼离开他身上，这个人正常。
He cast out the demons of those who are demon possessed.
他叫瞎眼的可得看见。
He caused the blind to see.
他叫瘸腿的起来走路。
He caused the crippled to walk.
他叫耳聋的能够听见。
He caused the mute to hear.
他甚至叫死人从坟墓里面出来。
And caused the dead
to be raised from the dead. 他行了许多的神迹。
He performed many miracles.
他显明自己在世人中间。
He showed himself in the midst of men.
但是这些事没有一件事大过他最后做的一件事情。
But none of these miracles is greater than the greatest miracle.
因为他定义自己要为所有的人世人死在十字架上。
That is, he is determined to die for the sinners.
所以他就许可他的十二个门徒中间一个把他给出卖了。
So he permitted one of his disciples to betray him.
一个罪名被钉十字架，就是因为他说他是神的儿子，是基督。
And one of the reasons that he was crucified was that he acknowledged that he is the Son of God.
亲爱的朋友
，Dear friends，
他的门徒中间有一个
，One of his disciples
在那边宣称说，我们原不晓得什么是爱。
One of his disciples says this: We did not know what love is.
但是神不爱惜他独生的儿子。
But God did not spare his own son.
为我们舍了。
He died for us.
从此我们就晓得什么是爱。
And by this we know what love is.
耶稣爱我们。
Jesus loves us.
他为我们的罪的缘故死在十字架上。
He died on the cross because of our sins.
他流下的血。
The blood that he shed.
没有罪的血。
Is the blood of
God.
The sinless blood.
独生儿子的血。
The blood of God's only son.
为我们从十字架上他的身体流下来。
Was shed on the cross from his
他的血
body, his blood
能够洗净所有罪人的罪
is able to cleanse the sins of all sinners
他的血
his blood
能够洁净我们里面良心的亏欠
is able to cleanse our conscience
洁净我们里面良心天良
is able to clear our conscience
他的血
his blood
能够带来一个新的生命
brings in a new life
耶稣
Jesus
成为基督
became, Jesus became
基督的意思是受膏者拯救者的意思
And Christ means anointed one the
耶稣是神儿子在地上做人的名字
Jesus was the name of the son of God while he was on earth
因为他为我们钉死在十字架上
Because he was crucified for us on the cross
他成为救主
He became savior
他不是宗教的教主
He's not a head of a religion
他不是叫你做这个做那个然后你自己可以救自己
He does not command you to do this or do that to save yourself
他乃是告诉你罪人不能救自己
He tells you plainly sinners cannot
罪人需要神的救赎
Sinners need salvation from God
他自己成为一个救赎者
He became a savior
他也成为赎价
He became the price of the redemption
在他被挂在十字架上的时候
When he was nailed on the cross,
他替我们死是神的公义。
He died for us because of God's righteousness.
他为我们死是神的慈爱。
He died in our place by God's love.
所以神的慈爱与公义有一天就集中在一个挂在十字架上的人，就是耶稣基督，神的儿子身上。
Therefore, one day, God's love and his righteousness crosses upon the one man, Jesus Christ.
他的死了结所有罪人的过去。
His death puts an end to the sins of the sinners.
罪一定要被审判。
Death, sins will be surely be judged.
但是已经审判在那个人耶稣基督身上。
But the judgment has already been done on the man, Jesus Christ.
圣经里面说他受鞭伤我们的医治
Bible says by his stripes we were healed
他受刑罚我们的平安
By his wounds we receive peace
哥林多书信告诉我们说他不仅为我们死被埋葬
First Corinthians not only tell us he died for us he also was buried
他更从死里面复活
And on the third day he rose from the dead
复活的大能证明他是神的儿子
By the power of resurrection he proved that he is the son of God
没有一个人被死亡拘禁以后还能出来
No one who entered death will ever come out again
只有一个神的儿子也是真正的人耶稣
Only Jesus the son of God and the true man
他没有罪却为我们的罪死在十字架上
He was sinless and he died for our sins on the cross
让他进入死亡进入阴间但是死亡阴间不能拘禁他
He entered death he entered Hades but death and Hades could not hold him
他从死里面复活
He was raised from the dead
因为他复活
He rose from the dead
所以我们这帮 所以我们中间
So that in our midst,
所以历世历代的人中间
so that in the midst of the man,
凡相信接受耶稣基督替他死的人
whoever believes in him,
都可以得一个复活的生命
we can receive a life of his resurrection.
为什么耶稣的名又称作以马内利呢
Why is Jesus' name also called Emmanuel?
因为他洗净人的罪
For he cleans man's sins.
他就把生命赐给每一个被洁净的人的身体里面。
And he gives his life to all those who have been cleansed.
所以他可以不犯罪。
He has the ability to not sin.
他更可以经历以马内利，就是神与人同在，过一个完全新的生活。
And by this new life, man can experience Emmanuel, God with us.
所以信耶稣的人
So those who believe in Jesus
没有一个是好人
There is none who believe in Jesus that is not a sinner
和世人一模一样
We are sinners just like the rest of the world
原本都是罪人
We were all sinners
但是所有真正信耶稣的人
Those who truly believe in Jesus
因着主要赐给一个生命
Because of the new life that he
新的生命
He gives us,
他可以过一个完全新的生活。
He can live a completely new living.
你去可以查看教会的历史。
You go and search, you can go and search the church history.
传道人没有什么好羡慕的。
There's nothing that is desirable in a preacher.
在他的本性里面没有什么高尚的品格。
There's nothing that is more noble in the human nature.
许多的人
Many.
原来是强盗
who were robbers,
小偷
were thieves,
赌鬼
they were, drunkards,
酒鬼
or, gamblers.
还有一些人曾经是妓女
Some were previously
生活的败坏
They have a corrupt life.
作风的腐败
They have such a defiled life.
贪心
covetousness.
不义
unrighteousness.
自私
selfishness.
嫉妒
envy.
人会的他们通通都会
Whatever sin that man commits, they commit the same.
因为以马内利的同在
But because of Emmanuel, God with us, because of this new life, what we could not do,
神统统改变了
God has transformed us.
圣经里面说，若有人在基督里
Bible tells us that if anyone is in Christ,
他是新造的人
He is a new creation.
旧事都过去
The old have passed.
一切都变成新的。
Everything have been made new.
我们今天听到这个福音的人
We who are hearing this gospel today
都是一个幸运的人
Are the fortunate ones.
神爱世间每一个人
For God loves each and every one of us.
神特别爱今天听见他福音的人
God especially loves those who are hearing the gospel today.
但是我们有一个责任
We have a responsibility.
福音是已经做成的
Gospel is what God has already accomplished.
两千多年前耶稣已经为我们钉十字架
2000 years ago, Jesus was already crucified.
他留下的血洗净可以洗净人的罪
His blood is able to cleanse all your sins.
他不但死
Not only has he died,
他也从死里面复活
He has also rose from the dead.
圣经里面说他升上高天
He ascended to heaven.
照着他的应许说，有一天他要从天再降到地上。
And according to his promise, one day
等他降到地上的时候
he will come again to the earth.
一个大审判就开始了。
And when he comes the second time, there will be a great judgment.
那个时候就没有机会了。
At that time, there will be no more opportunities.
圣经里面还说
The Bible also tells us that
得救的人数会满。
That the number of those who are saved will be fulfilled.
救恩是无限广的。
The salvation is unlimited.
但是因为人的有限
，because of the limitation of man，
所以机会也变成有限。
The opportunities become limited.
因为几十年我们就要过去了。
For in several decades we will be passed.
所以在还活着没有过去还听见的人中间
，So while we're still living, while we're still hearing the gospel，
你有一个责任。
You have a responsibility.
你有一个责任。
You have a responsibility.
你活着的时候就要做一个决定。
That while you're living, you need to make the decision.
你要带着注意去见那个审判的主。
You want to face the Lord of the judgment, carrying your sins.
还是你做了一个决定，你接受他的拯救，你接受他的代死。
Or do you want to make a decision to accept his salvation, accept his substitution?
你不硬着心。
If you do not harden your heart,
你接受他的死。
If you accept his death,
你不顾着你的面子。
If you do not want to, if you want to humble yourself,
因为如果要面子，耶稣是最没面子的。
If you talk about pride, Jesus is the one who has been taken away, who has lost all.
因为他被他的门徒出卖。
But he was betrayed by his disciples.
他被抓的时候，没有一个人跟着他。
When he was taken captured, no one was following him.
他被鞭打、被羞辱、被吐唾沫挂在十字架上。
He was striped and he was spied upon. He was put on the cross.
他的外衣。
Man divided his garment.
又为他的礼衣研究。
and was casting lots for his tunic.
他被羞辱,
he was humiliated.
死在十字架上,
he died shamefully on the cross.
我们今天听见的人,
we who hear the gospel,
我照着圣经对我们的呼唤,
we, according to the Bible,
我们盼望我们中间如果有人还没有信耶稣,
we, I hope that if there's anyone who have not believed,
你需要, 你的罪需要被赦免,
your sin needs to be forgiven.
你的灵魂需要被救赎,
your spirit needs to be saved.
你活着的时候需要经历以马内利神的同在,
while you're living, you need to experience God with us.
没有基督,
without Christ,
没有赦免,
without forgiveness,
没有主的同在,
without God's presence,
没有永生的生命,
there is no eternal life.
没有主的同在,
without God's presence,
没有恒久的福乐,
there's no everlasting blessing.
没有主的同在,
without God's presence,
没有永远的平安,
there's no everlasting peace.
没有主的同在,
without God's presence,
你一个人的时候,
while you're alone,
主要在你的心里面,
God will speak,
审判你,
and judge,
你离不开,
in your heart,
那个审判的恐惧,
you will not be able to escape the fear of the judgment.
你拒绝不了,
you will not be able to escape
永远的审判,
the eternal judgment.
你的心没有安息,
your heart will not have peace.
圣经里面告诉我们说,
Bible tells us that
约翰一书第九章第九节说,
one John chapter 1 verse 9 says this,
我们若认自己的罪,
if we confess our sins,
神是信实的,
God is faithful,
是公义的,
and is righteous,
必要赦免我们的罪,
it will forgive our sins,
洗净我们一切的不义,
and cleanse us from all unrighteousness.
我们若说自己没有犯过罪,
if we say that we have not sinned,
便是以神为说谎的,
we make him a liar,
他的道也不在我心里,
and his word is not with us,
接受耶稣基督,
not in us,
接受耶稣基督,
accept Jesus Christ,
接受耶稣基督,
accept Jesus Christ,
接受耶稣基督,
accept Jesus Christ,
接受赦免,
accept forgiveness,
接受拯救,
accept
接受神的代赎, salvation,
accept his substitute,
接受耶稣基督的代死,
accept his death in your place,
接受他的大爱,
accept his great love,
接受他永远不放弃的爱,
accept his unfailing
love.
Brothers and sisters and friends,
不要拒绝他,
do not reject him,
哪怕只有一个人,
even if just one,
你还没有信耶稣,
even there's only one who does not believe,
你拒绝了再拒绝,
perhaps you reject him many times,
你把他当为细糖,
perhaps you do not take it seriously.
你曾经很认真地思想过,
I really encourage you to take it
seriously. 我盼望你做一个很明智的决定,
I hope you make a wise decision.
时间有限,
time is limited.
生命有限,
and life is limited.
机会就是有限,
opportunity is limited.
许多的灾难一直在发生,
many sufferings continue to happen.
人有旦夕祸福,
we have sufferings and we do not know what happens tomorrow.
主如果能够让你今天再听到福音,
if the Lord allows you to hear the gospel today, he's giving you another opportunity. So friends,
圣经里面在约翰福音第一章第十节告诉我们说,
in John's gospel chapter 1 verse 10 tells us,
他在世界,
he is in the world,
世界也是借着他造的, 世界却不认识他,
and the world was created through him,
他到自己的地方来,
he came to his own place,
自己的人倒不接待他,
and his own did not receive him.
凡接待他的就是信他名的人, 他就赐给他们权柄做神的儿女,
but as many as received him, to them he gave the right to become children of God. To those who believe in his name,
也不是从人意生的,
they were not born of blood, nor of the will of flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God.
是的,有人不愿意接受耶稣,
yes, there are some who reject Jesus, but don't let that one be you.
是的,有许多的人灭亡要下地狱,
yes, many will perish,
但不要是你,
but let not that one be you.
是的,你曾经拒绝过,
yes, perhaps you rejected the past, but do not reject again.
是的,你曾经很认真地想过,
yes, you've taken it seriously.
但是为何今天不做决定呢?
But why don't you make the decision today? Let us make this decision.
接受这位为你死而复活的耶稣基督,
and receive Jesus Christ who died.
接受这位爱世间属自己的人爱到底的耶稣基督,
love to accept Jesus who loved those of his own.
既然神没有放弃,
if God did not forgive,
为何我们要放弃?
Why do we have to give up ourselves?
既然神没有拒绝,
If God does not reject you,
更要来接受他的救恩,
let us receive his salvation.
我们一起读最后一处圣经,
let's read a last portion of scripture to
约翰福音3章16节到18节。
John chapter 3 verse 16 to 18.
16节,
verse 16
到 18节,
to 18.
约翰福音3章16节到18节。 神爱世人，我们一同大声读来。神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的人不被定罪，不信的人罪已经定了，因为他不信神独生子的名。再读一遍。 神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们，叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。因为神差他的儿子降世，不是要定世人的罪，乃是要叫世人因他得救。信他的不被定罪，不信的罪已经定了。因为他不信神独生子的名，我们一同低头祷告。我们在座的人中，
those who are sitting.
如果你今天心软下来，if
you have softened your heart，
愿意接受耶稣基督作为你个人的救主，you're
willing to accept Jesus as your personal savior，
不是因为人的道理，not
by man's doctrine，
不是因为人的提醒，not
because man's remind，
乃是神的感动，but
because you are removed by God，
我们在座的人当中，those
who are sitting in our midst，
神爱你。
God loves you.
耶稣爱你,
Jesus loves you.
爱你到一个程度,
he loves you to an extent.
为你死在十字架上,
he died for you on the cross.
他今天在你的心门外说话,
today he is speaking to you.
你愿意打开心门, are
you willing to open your heart to accept him?
他为你死在十字架,
he died for you on the cross.
他并且为你从死里面复活,
he was raised from the dead.
要给你一个新生命,
in order to 要赦免你的罪, give you a new life,
要住在你里面,
to live in you,
要一生与你同行,
to be with you,
来显明他是基督,
to manifest
来显明他是拯救者,
he is the Savior,
来显明他是对的真神,
to manifest he is the true God.
我们在座的亲爱的朋友们,
dear friends,
我们中间如果有这样的人,
if you are one of them,
你接受他的拯救,
you receive him, he is willing to accept
you. 你如果愿意,
if you are willing,
我邀请你,
I invite you,
我邀请你,
I invite you,
我邀请你,
I invite you,
来接受这位主,
to accept this Savior,
因为他已经发了邀请,
but he has sent
the invitation, 所以我能够奔他的名邀请你,
so I came send the invitation by his name. If you are one of them,
你愿意开口来向他呼求吗?
If you're willing, are you willing to
你说主啊,
open your mouth and
我是个罪人,
you say, Lord, I am a sinner.
或者你可以跟我做这样的祷告,
perhaps you can say this prayer with me.
是你的不是我的,
it's your prayer, not my prayer.
我帮助你而已,
I'm just helping you.
主耶稣会听见,
Lord Jesus will
hear. 因为圣经里面说, 心里相信, 口里承认的, 祂必得救,
but the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart,
你开口就表明你心中的信仰,
if you open your mouth, it,
如果有的话, 请你开口,
if you're willing,
说, 主耶稣,
you open your mouth, you say, Jesus, Lord Jesus,
拯救我,
save me.
我是一个罪人,
I am a sinner.
我需要救赎,
I need salvation.
赦免我的罪,
forgive my sins.
求你赦免我的罪,
will you forgive my sins?
我接受你,
I accept you,
做我的救主,
to be my Savior.
我接受你为我死,
I accept your death for me.
我接受你为我从死里复活,
I accept your resurrection.
我接受你的宝血,
I accept your precious blood to cleanse all my sins.
从今以后,
from now on,
你是我的救主,
you are my Savior.
你爱我, 我接受,
you love me and I accept your love.
奉主耶稣的名悔改,
in the name of Jesus Christ, I repent. Amen.
我们请丹尼弟兄为今天的聚会祷告。
Now I'm going to pray for the meeting today. Lord Jesus, we do thank you and praise you for your wonderful salvation. 主，我们感谢你为你奇妙的救恩。主，我们是曾经死在罪恶过犯之中。主，你竟然爱我们，为我们死在十字架上。主，我们希奇你的大恩。主，我们曾经是如何的刚硬，就是你的爱将我们找回。主，我们今天为着我们中间的朋友， 还没有接受你的，来向你祈求，主，福音是你的大能，求你在人的心中来工作，主，让我们不再刚硬，不再拒绝你的救恩。机会有限，主，让我们接受你是作为从神来的礼物，主，让我们成为你的儿女。主，求你恩待祝福今天听到福音的每一个人，主，让我们能够悔改来归向你。
阿门。
主，我们这样的祷告是奉主耶稣基督的名求。
阿门。